Welcome on the program, Usha. Oh,
thank you for the invitation.
I suppose we should start. About a fifth of the 437 participants claimed that they actually don't trust any media source. That's phenomenal. Why do you think there is such a large distrust in the Australian media?
I mean, there could be several reasons. It would be almost a guesstimate on our part to say that why Australians don't trust the media, because the media covers news as it covers from their point of view what they think makes news. However, audiences, how they receive the news is very different from how journalists cover news. Perhaps there's a disconnect between newsrooms or journalists and the audiences who consume that news. And as a result, Australians seem to be looking for news elsewhere.
And do you think Australians born, I suppose the important question about this is Australians born overseas prefer kind of social media posts despite the, I suppose, the risks of unfiltered and unverified journalism. Is that reliance on social media for information a bit alarming?
It is to some extent alarming because as we noted that the news that distributed or circulated through social media platform sometimes is not verified by anyone, and we also know of fake news, which means that people could be actually partaking in distributing fake news or any unverified news to others, to their contacts. The second issue would be that because of the distributed sources of news that Australians have, they tend to have their own view of the world, different view of the world, and as a result, a common understanding of what Australian events are and what they mean could differ and create some level of anxiety among communities about others.
And so does that mean that, I suppose, traditional news media in Australia needs to, I suppose, rethink how they're presenting information, particularly given that we are a country where more than one in four Australians are born overseas, and I believe it's about one in two Australians, if they're not born overseas, at least have one parent born overseas. So it does speak to a large part of this news media market that perhaps isn't being spoken to the best by traditional media?
Yeah, I mean, that's what our research seems to be suggesting, and that's why we did the research, because it's one thing to have anecdotal understanding. I mean, I myself, I'm an immigrant, but I've been here for 30 years. But I know that my own sources of news are quite dispersed. And similarly, so many of the people who are coming from different countries, you know, Asian countries and others. And that's why we did the research. We wanted to establish it as a near fact that that is it true that the people who are born overseas, recent arrivals, are actually consuming news on different platforms? So why are they consuming that news different platforms? Because they seem to showing that they don't trust the mainstream media as much as they think they could get news from their own networks.
Indeed. Now, research has revealed that the skewed coverage of transnational news events and issues has created stereotypes and causes anxiety among communities in Australia. Now, do you think how big an impact does that have, and is it a negative one? I mean, one would assume it's negative, but is it negative to the point where it causes social issues?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we already know of several instances where there is, for example, the Burke Street in Melbourne, Burke Street car attack, which happened, which was a lone wolf who was doing whatever he did and killed and injured people. However, somewhere a spark went out where a little bit of news said that maybe he is from a Muslim background, but he was, and yet it created so much noise on social media about, which was not a fact. And it created a lot of anxiety, and people blame others for something they haven't done or they are not even part of. So that's what we mean. It just creates a lot of stereotypes and anxiety among communities about each other, and which is really not good for national social cohesion.
Now, SBS was a news service that was created and trying to cater to the diverse elements of Australia and try to be something that was a bit different. And it does that by, you know, broadcasting a lot of foreign news programs. Do you think that SBS is kind of like, do we need to see more than just SBS, or do you feel that a programming organisation like SBS is able to cater to those broad needs?
I definitely feel that the, I mean, we also did quite a few interviews, which is not there in this paper, but it's a common acceptance that yes, SBS is great. It was created for a certain reason, and it does its job very well. However, I think it's high time that we moved away from, again, creating a silo where SBS caters to a particular, I mean, now we are talking about nearly 50% of the Australian population, to where the mainstream media needs to start reflecting the cultural diversity that we have in the country.
Indeed. Well, Usha Rodriguez, thanks very much for joining the program.
Thank you.